community itself. And here, in many cases, these people have all drifted in from various urban areas, and yet they still do the same thing.
Say you take some of their crew.
I don't think their crew would do it.
Send them out here to the Navajo Reservation.
No, their crew do it.
Send them to Taos. Send them to San Juan, San Clair, all these places, or Oklahoma, or places like that. Do you think?
I don't think their crew could do that. I think their crew could go maybe and find a few people, or have a few people from these different areas go over there and see how it is, like we did. Like even I would be willing to go where I could, which was just usually mainly the university, because I could go talk to my relatives, but it'd be better if somebody out there went over there and saw and went back and told them.
What I'm saying is, how would they be accepted here on these reservations, in their condition, the way that...
Well, the same attack that we make on them, they aren't real Indians. They're urban Indians. They're going back to this, let's play an Indian game.
Well, it's a hippie game. It's mainly the hippie game that we're talking about. Like Indians here see this hippie influx. And with hippieism, they have all these, hippieism has all these connotations to them, And these people here, calling themselves Indians or Alcatraz, landed on Alcatraz or are on Alcatraz, how would they accept them? This is a thing. This is, I think, they just send them back to where they came from.
Yeah, I know they would.
And that's just too bad for them. This is why Dennis and I were saying they should clean up their act.
my way of thinking, it has something to do with them. Because back there, not only the Indians, but a lot of other people. I mean, when I saw that big city, God, I thought I'd never live there. I had to hate it, and I still do. I like Alcatraz, the island, but I don't like the rest of the place. Even though I saw some interesting things. And I think, well, even back home, you know, we live up that way. That place, opposed to Wind Rock, to Gallup, to Albuquerque, because of the numbers of people there, because of where you get your food, because of the way you conduct your life, it's all different. And where do all the hippies come from? They come from California. And they, well, where did the big thing start? California. And they kept talking about the smog and overpopulation, and they hear these things all the time, and I don't even know how to express it very well.
I think that it's just because a place like San Francisco that attracts this type of personality. I don't look at it in the reverse, that place makes that type of personality, because San Francisco's got 2 million people in it, of which maybe 1% are hippies. And those people, and you'll find that most of your hippies are from upper middle class Americans, most of them back east.
Okay, this is another example. When I was going to high school out of Wind Rock, some of the kids would call me a beatnik, and I would, you know, conservative, I used to wear a nice, you know, skirt and blouse, and had my hair fixed, you know, and I would. They used to call me that because I thought different, see? Or I don't know what I did. I didn't talk that much. I didn't do anything much. I just, you know, went about my own business. Then I got into social things, you know, student council or cheerleading or whatever. But still, that label was put on me. And now when I go back home, I make sure my clothes are clean. And I make sure that I'm clean. And even out at Wind Rock, was out at the fair, and they called me hippie. I don't know, you know, what was I doing? See, this is something that I don't understand why, too. And I think just the word hippie, or the word cowboy, or the word stomper, or greaser, this is what the whole country does. It stereotypes everything. I mean, there's many facets to it, but because of that, I can see your argument why they should kind of get away from that image, because it's going to be more detrimental to them.
Yeah.
I can see it in that respect, but at the same time, I think it should be understood that, I don't know, I even got a cousin out there that's different, and he gets teased once in a while, you know, just jokingly. He must be a hippie, and he's more Navajo than I am, or I don't know, but those people out there even. See, it seems like terms like that get thrown around very loosely. I mean, I can understand your argument, because I think that too, because we went up to the sales and I saw all these clothes laying around, and they should be made use of, and I thought, well, why don't they, you know, they were just in boxes, and this guy that was taking it around, what was Kent? Anyway, he's a Walla Walla or something, and he said that if you want something, he says, you just go up there and get it. You know, well, that's good, but I still think it should have been put in some type of order, some type of sizes, or this is a coat, this is a shirt or something, you know. And I know that's detrimental to them, because some of the things I heard before I went out there is that they're a bunch of, you know, just dirty hippie Indians, or dirty hippies, or the ones that are behind it really isn't an Indian thing. Because you go back home, my aunt just lives in Ohogan, and it's clean. They got a dirt floor. And,
but it's clean, you know.
Yeah,
everything's in order.
I know. And this is one of the things that if I stayed out there, I think I'd talk to them about bringing up in the council meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about things, you know, and we were saying what type of things, and that's the reason why we wanted to stay, why we wanted to go back, because we thought it was okay. And if it's, I guess it would be an improving ground in a sense, too, because we saw. And now we say you want to take action, and if it works, fine, the more power to it, the more we'll be, say, involved. But otherwise, if it doesn't, well, shrug it off and back home. And I can see by that type of attitude where a lot of people that go out there might get disappointed in it, because the group that is running it, you can say it's almost an, I guess you could call them a clique, but at the same time, it takes a small group of people to run anything. Even here with the Cuba Club, there's just a certain group of people that keep hanging around and hanging around. And it's hard to involve the other kids, because they say, well, I don't know them. And then they start saying, oh, they're a different tribe, and then, you know, it goes on and on and on. But the initial reasoning behind it is that it was a group.
But don't you think that the fact that they're college kids should have something on, you know, some bearing on this fact? Maybe they have something. Maybe that's why they're in college. You know, they should be able to see these things. You know, they're intelligent people.
That's what I don't understand.
They're intelligent people, and why do they do these things yet?
That's one thing I've been trying to wonder
said they were going to make a film about Alcatraz, you know, and what I saw of some of the sequences.
That's what I wanted to ask.
I think they missed the point, you know, and like you're acquainted with photography and such. You know, how would you go about in your own way doing something like that? How would you try to do it? Influence in there.
Yeah, yeah.
This real beautiful symbolic things in there. Like, there's this one young couple in there playing with flowers or something, and they caught this episode and they thought it was just the greatest thing.
I don't know, there's certain well, photography is different from filming in a sense, but it's still, you know, it's like that. And that's why you have to, that's one thing I have to learn. Probably using part of the building, you know, well, you have to use that as a background. And maybe it seems like somehow what Alcatraz was before, and then somehow what the Indians are today. And also, I don't think everything should, or if you take photographs, it shouldn't be done completely on Alcatraz. You should put in a lot of other things from all over.
The reservation or something.
Yeah.
Well, what Which individuals would you use? Would you use the whole spectra?
Yeah. I think you have to. Because you can't.
She's like strictly to the hippie types. You know, her close friends are about all she's photographed. They've all been kind of artsy photographs. he'll turn the camera sideways.